Okay, here is read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Milwaukee County Board has approved a referendum on marijuana legalization that will appear on the ballot in November in Milwaukee County. 8 states have already legalized marijuana for recreational use, and 14 more have decriminalized possession of small amounts. And if you're looking for a way to cool the kids off this weekend, 2 of Milwaukee County Park's aquatic centers will be open for business. Cool Waters Family Aquatic Park in Greenfield Park in West Dallas will be open Saturday, Sunday, and Monday from 10 to 6. And the David F. Schultz Aquatic Center in Lincoln Park near 13th and Hampton will be open from noon to 6 on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Okay, here's read number 2. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Milwaukee County Board has approved a referendum on marijuana legalization that will appear on the ballot in November in Milwaukee County. 8 states have already legalized marijuana for recreational use, and 14 more have decriminalized possession of small amounts. And this weekend in Milwaukee, you can check out the Division I College Championship for Ultimate Frisbee. The games start tomorrow and go on through Monday at Eline Soccer Park. And here's read number 3. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The new Milwaukee Bucks Arena will provide jobs for the surrounding area, but the closing of the Bradley Center means hundreds of people are now out of a job. A total of 650 jobs will be eliminated with the closing of the old arena, according to a notice filed yesterday with the state. Of those jobs being lost, 45 are full-time and 606 are part-time jobs. And a new 4-story apartment building is planned for Milwaukee's east side. The 36-unit building will be built on the Milwaukee River on Cambridge Avenue, just south of North Avenue. The new building will replace a pair of duplexes currently on the site. An even bigger 44-unit building is already planned for the corner just north of there, where Judge's Irish Pub used to be. And here's read number 4. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The new Milwaukee Bucks Arena will provide jobs for the surrounding area, but the closing of the Bradley Center means hundreds of people are now out of a job. A total of 651 jobs will be eliminated with the closing of the old arena, according to a notice filed yesterday with the state. Of those jobs being lost, 45 are full-time and 606 are part-time jobs. And the Brewers lost to the Mets last night 5-0. Game 2 of that 4-game series is tonight at Miller Park. And here's the forecast. And outside today, mostly sunny and warm, and then a 50% chance of rain tonight, lows around 63 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. And Sunday, sunshine with highs in the upper 80s. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.